The powers that be. That's what we witnessed. These two guys, Joseph, representing the power of the council, the Sanhedrin. They were in charge of the Jewish affairs. And of course, on the other side, the Roman power, the centurion. In each case, you have an individual in Joseph who was a secret follower of Jesus. In spite of all of his power there with the council, couldn't do anything about it. All he could do, the only recourse he had, was to come and give him a proper burial. And the centurion, though not a follower, certainly an admirer, he recognizes true power, divine power, even when it manifests itself. Surely he was the Son of God. Those were his words. A man who commanded 80 or 100 soldiers had no authority whatsoever to prevent the death of an innocent man, even God himself. And so you wonder if the powers that be have no power whatsoever over such an atrocity, how could they then have any authority over real evil, sin and death itself? And if they have no power, what about ordinary people like you and me? Well, you'll remember last week, those of you that were here, and we began our Lenten journey on Ash Wednesday with some ashes, and we put the mark there on our foreheads. And what mark was that? It was the sign of the cross. There are the powers that be. Powers of evil, certainly in our world. The powers of this world, which seem to have little or no authority over those powers. And then you have the cross. The power of love, the power of goodness, the power of God himself. And in that cross, we're reminded why Jesus came in the first place. His own words were that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's his purpose. Jesus came to be a ransom. So when you hear that word ransom, what comes to mind? Anybody? Kidnapping? All those TV shows and movies, right? And who does the kidnapping? The good guys or the bad guys? This is an easy question. The bad guys. The bad guys do the kidnapping and they demand a ransom, a payment. And who's going to make the payment? Good guys or bad guys? Good guys. And usually it's the loved ones of the person who is kidnapped. And oftentimes in those movies, they don't have the power, they don't have the means, they don't have the wherewithal to do anything about it, and so they have to find a hero. Jesus is that hero. He is the one who comes to our rescue, and he does so by making a payment. Not in coins, not in gold or silver, but through his blood. He gives his life on the cross. And who is so twisted, so wicked, so evil, so demented that they would applaud the death, the brutal, bloody death of an innocent man? It's the evil one. Satan, along with his cohorts, sin and death. And yet Jesus triumphs. The power of the cross, the power of love, the power of God trumps the so-called powers that be. Now, when there is a ransom and the hero comes and rescues the one who has been enslaved, we all applaud there in the movies, but we also want justice, don't we? Not just the rescue, we want the bad guys to be put away forever, if possible. And that's exactly what was predicted in the Bible from the very beginning. After Adam and Eve had sinned and brought about the powers of evil, sin and death, God said, yes, devil, yes, serpent, yes, Satan, you will bruise his heel. And it will look like death. Death on a cross. And you'll think that you would have won, but he will crush your head. He will stomp you back into the dust. He's going to rise from the grave and overcome the powers that be. That's what Lent is all about, as we journey through these 40 days. And when we are overwhelmed by the powers that be, as we all are, sometimes just life itself and its challenges and its struggles, but when we fall into the temptation to sin, and it feels like we are in the bondage of the devil, and when we come to the end of this life, expectedly or unexpectedly, as we look at our own loved ones and we watch them die as well, and we wonder, how can this ever be overcome? That's when we look to the cross. Such a simple but powerful symbol. Power of a God who loved us so much that he would send his only son to be the ransom, to be the price for all of the loved ones, for you and for me. The powers that be, sometimes it seems like we have no power at all, but we are connected to the one who loves us so much that he is overcome. And yet there are times we ask, how then can there be evil in the world? If Jesus has won the victory, why do so many bad things happen? Well, I have to say it's because Satan is a sore loser. He knows the victory is won, but he won't quite give it up. He can't harm Jesus anymore, so he takes it out on us. And yet we need to understand that the victory has been won. I want to close with a little story. It's from a colleague of mine who illustrates this fact. He tells about at the seminary, all these young students are learning how to be pastors, and they need a little downtime, and so they go to the gym and they play basketball, a little pickup game or so. They always play at the same time, late in the evening. The janitor's there watching and waiting patiently because he has to lock up later on. So my colleague said one time they were all playing there, and he noticed that the janitor had picked up a Bible. And he was reading it. And he went over and he asked him, you know, what are you reading? And he said, well, it's the book of Revelation. Do you understand what it says? Because Revelation, as you know, is a very difficult book. And the janitor said, sure, it's really quite simple. And my colleague says, well, you understand Revelation, there's all this hidden language. It's an apocryphal book. So how do you know? You don't even have a high school education. How do you know what it says? And so he asked him point blank, what is the meaning of the book? And he said, it's quite simple. Jesus is gonna win. And not only is he gonna, he already has. He has won the victory over the powers that be. The power of sin and the power of the evil one and the power of death itself. And even though last week we said, from dust we are and to dust we shall return, Jesus even has power over that. And one day we will rise from the dust and to share in the glory of the victory that Jesus Christ has won for us. The power of love over evil, the power of good over evil, and the power of light over darkness. And so in those moments when you wonder, what kind of power do you have? Simply look to the cross, the greatest power of all. Let's sing the hymn.